Coming up next, Jay Bieber returns to the John and Ken Show. Remember this story? It was big news yesterday in the El Segundo Times that the Los Angeles City Council is going to consider changing the posted speed limits on more than 115 miles of city streets, and in many cases raising the speed limits, which is like, wait a minute, in this era of road diets, why would you? It's dangerous out there. Why would you raise speed limit? Anyway, we'll talk about it with Jay, and he's decided this whole story's bogus.
John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau. KFI AM 640.
Yeah, well, you're always learning something.
Jay Bieber is coming on with us.
Yes.
Jay Bieber is with Safe Streets LA, that's the name of his group,
I think it's Safer.
Safer Streets?
Well, maybe it's Safer.
Streets.
Should be on the screen.
Improving safety. That. Yeah, give us the name of his. We've had him on many times. We should know. Los Angeles wants to raise the speed limits on more than 100 miles of streets. And you may think that in this hyper-safety conscious environment we're in, Vision Zero, road diets, the last thing they'd want to do is increase the speed limits because intuitively you think, well, that means people are going to go faster, right? Now, why would they want to raise the speed limits when they've been trying to slow down people with their stupid road diets? Well, that's why Jay Bieber is on, executive director of Safer Streets LA, and he's very good at explaining this. He's very smart, so listen very closely to this explanation that he's going to give on this matter and others. Jay, how are you?
Good. Well, that was a really good build-up. Thank you very much. I got a lot to...
Well, you better come through.
Yeah.
All right. So, why does the city want to raise speed limits on more than 100 miles of streets? It seems that goes against their whole ethic.
Understand is that when you raise or lower the speed limit, it doesn't actually change the speeds that are on the roadway. The speed that people drive on the roadway is based on the nature of the roadway. That is how big it is, how wide it is, how straight it is, how smooth it is, what's built up around it. All of those things determine what feels comfortable driving in terms of your perception of speed. So that determines what the speed is. What the requirement is that they go out and they measure that using a speed survey and determining what they call the 85th percentile speed of traffic. That's the speed at which 85% of the drivers don't exceed. Okay, so 85% of the people are driving at that speed or lower. And what the 85th percentile does is it measures how we built the environment and what people generally drive at. It does not measure the fastest speeders on the roadway. It is just measuring what the normal driver does. So the requirement is that if you want to use radar in order to enforce against the very, very fast drivers, the actual speeders out there, the outliers, you have to do a speed survey, see what most people drive at, and then you can start enforcing beyond that. That's what the rule is. This is to protect drivers from unfair enforcement. That's what the rule is there for.
So the state, there's a state law which says you can't write speeding tickets unless the speed limit is properly designed.
Yeah, so it's not a speed trap.
Using radar guns. Otherwise, it becomes a speed trap.
Right.
We call it the speed trap line. It's there to protect us. Just like, you know, we try to protect people from the unfair red light cameras. The law is there to ensure that the government doesn't build a road that encourages people to drive 45 miles an hour and then post it at 30 miles an hour and then ticket everybody who's driving on the road. And that's what they want to do. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to change this rule so it eliminates our protections from unfair enforcement.
The local cities want the state to change that rule.
Right. Exactly, and they're complaining. They're all besides themselves and saying, oh, this is so unintuitive, and we're letting speeders determine how this is done. This is not true, okay?
No.
This is a movement to eliminate our speed trap protections and let local jurisdictions set speed limits based on whatever they want or lower than what they normally would be set at. And what that does is it just creates a lot of violators on the road. Well, what does that do? Okay, first of all, when you create a lot of violators, you can ticket people simply for driving their cars. Does this sound familiar about how we want to get everybody out of their car and how we want to make driving as miserable as possible? Well, if you can't actually pass laws that you can't drive your car, at least not yet. So what they do is they criminalize the natural speed that you drive on the roadway. So that's the first thing that they're going to do. The next thing that will happen, and this is already happening, is that they want to put in speed cameras in order to catch all those new scoff laws that we've created by lowering the speed limit from what the road is built at to what we want people to drive at. And every study that has ever been done, from the Federal Highway Authority all the way to a new study that was just came out of the UK, has determined that changing the speed limit does not change what speeds people drive on the roadway. It is a giant scam that is being perpetrated through the Department of Transportation in the city of L.A. and all of these advocates who don't like people driving their cars. And when you see these stories, these are planted stories in order to gin up public support for getting rid of our speed trap laws and our protections in order so they can eventually put in speed cameras. That's what this is about. So make no mistake about it. If you are upset that the city is changing your speed limit, what you really should be hearing there is, we want to upset you, so you call for a change in this law that...
Oh, I see. So wait. So this story...
Put in speed cameras.
This story about L.A. raising its speed limits, the story is designed to upset people...
Yes.
...to force the speed limits to go down.
Exactly.
Because then that'll lead to lots of tickets.
Right, exactly. And it's working because what you hear from the public all the time is, and from neighborhood groups, is, why are you raising our speed limit on our street? People are going to go much, much faster. Well, when you change the speed limit, it doesn't actually change the speed that people drive on the roadway. And there's an actual physical reason for this. And if we have a moment, can we explain that?
Yes.
Yeah, well, why don't you hold on?
Why don't you hold on? Because
yeah,
this is called...
It may take a couple of minutes.
Motion parallax.
Right, exactly.
Okay. And this is why people drive cars at a certain speed,
No matter what the speed limit says.
No. This is fascinating, okay? So motion parallax.
Very important. So don't go anywhere, folks.
Don't go anywhere.
Really,
this is going to be great.
Motion parallax. But, and by the way, that makes sense. We've got Jay Bieber on with his executive director of Safer Streets LA. But if you've ever driven on a road you're not familiar with, it's just a residential area, you do drive a certain speed before you even see the speed limit sign. It's kind of intuitive to you to say, all right, 30 seems right here, 35. You know, you don't get on that road and start doing 60, right?
Yeah. No,
it doesn't make sense to you intuitively.
The environment of the road is what dictates your speed's going to be. John and Ken Show, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Shampo, KFI, AM 640. Jay Bieber's with us, executive director of Safer Streets LA. He's always on the front lines fighting governments at all levels who are trying to restrict your driving, and also they steal your money. You may have seen a story that L.A. wants to raise speed limits on more than 100 miles of streets because they want to write more tickets. They're not allowed by state law to write tickets if the posted speed limit is too low. But really what they want to do by putting out this story is get people upset. If everybody hears that they're raising speed limits, they want people to say, oh, that's bad.
The streets aren't safe, right? Especially the people that live in the neighborhood.
And Jay Bieber is explaining research that shows the speed limit on your road does not change people's speed. That people drive at a certain speed on a road based on how the road is designed, how wide it is, how many trees are on the road. Because there is a phenomenon known as motion parallax. And he's going to explain motion parallax and why this explains that changing the speed limit doesn't affect people's actual speed. All right, Jay, motion parallax. Go to
it. Okay, motion parallax. I should preface this by saying my degree happens to be in biology and with specific coursework in human perception, so this is a subject I happen to know quite a bit about. And what motion parallax is, it's the phenomenon where things that are closer to you appear to be moving faster than things that are further away when you're moving. So the way you think about this is, if you're on an airplane and you're cruising at 30,000 feet, you're going about 500 or 600 miles an hour, but it feels like you're barely moving. That's because the ground is really, really far away from you. But on takeoff and landing, when you're actually going slower, the ground is moving, seems like it's moving really fast because it's much closer to you. And this is exactly the same phenomenon that happens when you're driving a car to a lesser extent. So on roadways where it's narrow and you've got parked cars and you've got trees and you've got houses, if you drive 25 miles an hour or 30 miles an hour, that feels comfortable. It feels like you're going a reasonable speed. But if you're on a big wide street, like it's three lanes in each direction and it's really straight and it's a smooth road, then going 25 miles an hour is impossibly uncomfortable to maintain that speed. And so That's why we say a road is built for this, something called a design speed, which a road is built for, say, 45 miles an hour. If you try to force people to drive 35 miles an hour on that roadway, then they get very uncomfortable, your heart rate starts going up, you start stressing out, and you can't maintain that speed. So you can do it for maybe a block or so.
I found this fascinating because I feel this. If I have to go artificially slow on a road, if you're behind a really slow driver, you do get tense.
Yep.
And you can't really control it, but the blood pressure goes up and the heart rate goes up and you feel really uncomfortable. And people will say, oh, you're being impatient or you're in such a hurry. Right. It's like, no, it's a biological response.
It is a biological response from the autonomic nervous system. Again, this is not something that human beings can control to any extent. I would challenge anybody, okay, who is listening to this that somehow doesn't think this is correct, to go out on a big wide road and try to drive relatively slow compared to what everybody else is driving at, and you will see that you can't do it. You can't maintain it. So it doesn't matter how much you raise or lower the speed limit. It doesn't matter how much enforcement you put out there. People cannot do this as a human function. So this is why this whole thing is simply about making it difficult and uncomfortable to drive and then putting in speed cameras so we can ticket a lot of people. In this study that was done in the UK, they found that the compliance to the speed limit fell from 91%, which is a pretty good compliance rate, to 47% when they changed the speed limit from 30 miles an hour to 20 miles an hour on the roadway. And that's what will happen if we do this. The other thing is that we should also mention that this story about 100 miles of roadway, when we have thousands and thousands of miles of roadway in the city of Los Angeles. So about 80 to 85% of the roadways, either the speed either didn't change or actually went down in this new round of speed surveys. So they're trying to play up the few roads where the speed actually went up. And the speed probably went up because they repaved the road or something changed on the roadway or people are driving cars that are smoother and they're quieter, so there's not as much perception of speed. And as we get, you know, bigger SUVs, people are going to naturally drive at a faster speed because that is the natural occurrence when you get this information coming into your brain.
But the people are brainwashed into thinking that speed kills.
Exactly. And that is this mantra we hear over and over and over again, that speed kills. And this was even mentioned in this article, which is a false claim about the speed at which fatalities occur. So, for example, in this article from the Times is that it says that a pedestrian struck by a driver going 20 miles an hour has a 90% chance of survival, but at 40 miles an hour, the chance of survival falls to a 20% chance, according to federal data. Okay, number one, not federal data. This comes out of one study from many, many, many years ago, which has simply been debunked from the UK. And when you look at the more recent studies, what it shows is that at about 30 miles an hour, the fatality rate is about 10%, and about 40 miles an hour, the fatality rate is about 25%. So it doesn't go up to like 80%.
Right.
Okay. I mean, it's just, again, these are scare tactics. And I'm not saying that the faster a car goes, more damage it'll do if it hits you, but also understand that at 40 miles an hour, if you have a 40-mile-an-hour roadway, if there's some sort of collision, somebody has applied their brakes, usually.
And often the pedestrians have done something stupid, or they're drunk or high, and that's why they got hit by the car.
Right, or it's dark, or they just didn't have a safe place to cross the street, and which is what we should be concentrating on. Instead of worrying about speed limits, now here's another thing we should say about speed limits, that if you make them unnaturally low, you actually decrease safety. Because, again, another study out of Australia showed that when you cause drivers to hyper-focus on their speed, it's like making them distracted drivers. And they only concentrate on that, and they miss all the other things that are happening on the roadway, like a pedestrian or a bicyclist or whatever's happening on the roadway. So they're focusing on their speed to the exclusion of everything else because you force them to do something that's really unnatural. And you don't want people driving that way. It's like creating distracted drivers all over the place. So it's terribly unsafe. But of course, it's all about an agenda. It's about an agenda to change these rules so they can lower speed limits, create a speeding crisis, and then put in speed cameras. That's what they want to do.
All right, Jay, thanks for coming on again. You explained it well.
Absolutely. You lived up to the introduction.
Okay. Awesome.
All right, Jay Bieber, Executive Director, Safer Streets LA.
And remember, that group and Jay did so much work to stop the red light cameras, but he keeps saying the speed cameras, and that really makes me ill again. I don't want to see those around. More coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.